Hello there. This is Christopher Beckham. I'm the pastor of St. Luke's Anglican Church here in Maysville, Kentucky. I'd like to extend to you an invitation to join us this Sunday at St. Luke's. We meet at 621 Parker Road here in Maysville, and our service is held at 11 a.m. You are invited and welcome at St. Luke's Anglican Church. Blaise Pascal was born in the year of our Lord 1623 in Clermont-Ferrand in central France. Taught by his father, Pascal was a boy genius who had a mind for mathematics, geometry, statistics, and how complex calculations could theoretically be done through mechanical means. By every estimation, Pascal was a genius. As he grew older, his learning branched out to the sciences, and he made notable contributions to the study of fluids, hydraulics, and pressure. Yes, Blaise Pascal was a towering intellect. But he was something else, too. He was a devout Christian, a scholar of the writings of St. Augustine, and the author of what has come to be known as Pascal's Wager. The argument goes something like this, quote, that a rational person should adopt a lifestyle consistent with the existence of God and strive to believe in Him. The reasoning behind this stance lies in the potential outcomes. If God does not exist, the individual really loses nothing, perhaps only some luxuries and earthly pleasures. However, if God does exist, the individual stands to gain immeasurably, as represented by heaven, while also avoiding the eternal losses that will be experienced in hell. End quote. That's Pascal's wager. Pascal believed that only fools would bet against the existence of God. He said, quote, wager then without hesitation that God is. There is here an infinity of an infinitely happy life to gain. And what you stake is only finite. End quote. Pascal wrote other things in his all-too-brief life about theology and the sciences and mathematics. He died very young, at the age of 39, in 1662. After he died, and his effects were examined, a personal testimony, written in his own handwriting, was found sewn into the lining of one of his coats, a precious treasure kept close to him for safekeeping. It records an event in his life from the year 1654, just a few years before he died. He was 31 years old when he wrote these words, and this is what it says. The year of grace, 1654. Monday, 23rd November, feast of St. Clement, Pope, and Martyr, and of others in the Martyrology. Eve of St. Chrysogonus, Martyr, and others. From about 10:30 in the evening until 12:30, fire. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, not of philosophers and scholars. Certainty, certainty, heartfelt joy and peace. God of Jesus Christ, Pascal wrote. God of Jesus Christ, my God and your God, thy God shall be my God. The world forgotten, and everything except God. He can only be found by the ways taught in the Gospels. Greatness of the human soul. O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee. And then Pascal wrote, joy, 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 tears of joy. I have cut myself off from him. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. My God, wilt thou forsake me? Let me not be cut off from him forever. Pascal continued with these words. He wrote, and this is the life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, in whom thou hast sent. Jesus Christ, Pascal wrote. Jesus Christ, I have cut myself off from him, shunned him, denied him, crucified him. Let me never be cut off from him. He can only be kept, Pascal wrote, by the ways taught in the gospel. Sweet and total renunciation, total submission to Jesus Christ and my director. Everlasting joy in return for one day's effort on earth. I will not forget thy word. Amen. Well, that's the end of Pascal's testimony that he wrote down on that 23rd day of November in 1654. That was 369 years ago. But I believe that Blaise Pascal on that day had an encounter with the very one that is spoken of in the New Testament, Jesus Christ himself. Pascal met the King that evening, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one at whose name every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Pascal the genius, Pascal the mathematician, Pascal the scientist beheld the Son of God as Christ the King, and he was fairly undone by this vision that he had been given. He spoke of it as if it was fire in his soul. That is what it is to encounter the living Christ, the one who was dead, but is now alive forevermore. It is like fire, the one from whose mouth proceeds a two-edged sword, the one clothed in a snow-white vesture as it was dipped in the blood of the Lamb, the one whose eyes are a flame of fire and whose voice is like that of many waters. Yes, it is very much like fire in the soul to encounter this King, King Jesus. And this same King that Pascal encountered and believed so fervently in still is the King of Kings today, 369 years after Pascal encountered him, 2,000 years after St. Paul encountered Jesus on the Damascus Road, and 2,000 years after St. Matthew wrote down his teachings in the gospel that bears his name. This same King beckons to you and beckons to me. Will you believe? Will you believe in me? Will you serve me? Will you crown me as your Lord and Savior? Will you believe in me as your God? These are the questions that Jesus still asks those who are seeking the Father. Will you know him not as the God of philosophers and scholars, but as the living God, the God that Pascal described as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? The Lord Jesus Christ. If so, then you too may know what Pascal knew about the Lord. You may experience what Pascal did, that sweet and total sense of renunciation of self and the world and all the worldly charms, and instead would receive everlasting joy in return for one day's effort on the earth. You too may experience fire in your soul as you encounter the living God, the true God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. But remember the words that Pascal wrote in his testimony. Jesus can only be found by the ways taught in the Gospels. And Jesus can only be kept by the ways found in the Gospels. We encounter the Lord Jesus Christ through the Scriptures, through the Word of God, and through the preaching and teaching of the Word of God. That's why at St. Luke's Anglican Church, we try to put the gospel, the message of Jesus Christ, and the teachings of the Bible at the heart of everything that we do. Thank you so much for joining us today for our radio devotional. We bring you this as a ministry of our congregation. Again, St. Luke's is located at, we meet at 621 Parker Road here in Maysville, and our services are held each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. You are invited to St. Luke's Anglican Church here in Maysville. Thanks for listening, and now back to you.